Listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 kilohertz, that's 217 meters medium wave. Why not write to us with a request, dedication, or a reception report? Our email address is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Why not visit our website at www.mar1386.com. That's www.mar1386.com.
Welcome to Merseyland Alternative Radio. I'm Eric Monaghan, kicking things off with Nancy Sinatra and the theme tune from the Bond film, You Only Live Twice. It's the Music Time Machine this week, and we're going to kick off in 1977 with Black Betty and a track called Ram Jam that got to number 7. Little bit of a deviation. If you listened to the show last week, I warned you this may happen. Got a young trainee man in the studio, Tom Monaghan, and he selected some tracks, but fortunately, his musical tastes are also quite varied, and he's kept it in the Time Machine theme, because you'll hear tracks from 1977, 1988, 1998 and 2010, and he's deliberately put them in that order. Now, we're hoping, if we can encourage him after Doctor Who, to take over the microphone and say a few things and have a go. It may all end in disaster, but we can only try and see what happens, and hopefully, if we have time, and we have got a lot of music to get through today, have a chat with him about musical tastes and purchasing of music, and how somebody as young as him goes about it these days and his views on having shiny downloaded discs. Anyway, back to 1977, Ram Jam, number 7, It's Black Betty.
Monaghan Show on Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 and 1314 kilohertz.
I'm seamos da água. Deve sentir muito parecido a esse amor. This is it on the water, love. It is so deep, so beautiful and liquid. Esse amor com paixão. Jumped in with your eyes closed and a smile upon your face. Você vem, cai. Vem aqui pra cá porque eu quero te beijar na sua boca. Que coisa louca. Vem aqui pra cá, eu quero te beijar na sua boca. Oh, que boca gostosa.
a track from 1997 ending abruptly. Groups called Smoke City, Underwater Love. Apparently it got to number 4 before that 1987 Wax, Bridge of Your Heart, from a very excellent album. I think it's American English or something like that the album's called. It was one of the last vinyl albums I purchased when a record shop that I now can't remember the name of was closing down, and I got that one very, very cheaply. It's one of those albums where every track is superb. Started off in 1977 with Ram Jam. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio, www.mar.me.uk. And the lineup for today, if I turn it the right way up, no good reading it upside down. After me, it's John Freeman at 11:30, Tony Hayes at 1 p.m. It's The Emperor, 2:30, Dave Rogers, Jackie and Roger together at 4 o'clock, The Legend Paul J today at 5:30, Lee Morrison with his Progressive Rock at 8:30, and then Roger and Jackie back together at 10 p.m. Of course, we kick it all off on a Saturday from 2:30 onwards. Hammy Hamster's Tales of the Riverbank gets us going then, and then you've got the mix of people from the names already mentioned. No transport news for you this week. Some of you might be pleased to know, but there's no bus changes seemingly available. So we'll carry straight on with a 2007 track, Alex Guadino, I think is how it's pronounced, or it might be, yeah, it is Guadino. Destination Calibria, I think is how it's pronounced. They'll probably sing something completely differently now.
Destination unknown, I left my job, I lost my car and my home. I'm leaving for a destination I still don't know. Somewhere nobody must have duties at all. And if you like this, you can follow me. So let's go, follow me, and let's go to the place where we belong and leave our troubles at home. Come with me.
Leave our trouble. Dig us never ends.
Strobe lights flicker down on you. A million pictures fill your head. The music gets loud.
Help dig us look loud.
The coke we drink on stage helps ease the edge.
Coca-Cola could you throw a man at the beach that takes the cold cold.
20,000 eyes digging vanilla fudge on stage with Coke.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
M.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
A.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
R.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Thank you.
complete change of tempo there. That was Cream from 1968. We're going wrong. I promised you last time on the Music Time Machine that we would try to integrate the 50s. We did exactly that. 1958, Bobby Darin, Dream Lover, sounding a little bit noisy through the headphones. There must be some reason in the transfer for that. And we started off at 2007 with Alex Guidino. It should have been a track called Destination Unknown, because I don't think they actually sung what the title of the track is. Which was Destination Calibria, but I didn't hear him mention that word at all. Anyway, a track that Tom chose for the next featured year when we were looking through the discs, it's a number one from 1978, and it's very well known, gets played at all the parties and things like that, Village People, YMCA.
Yourself off the ground, I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy, young man, there's a place you can go, I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find
time. was so hard to please. Look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Here's the Salvation Army band. Down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you've got planned. Carry your cup in your hand. Look around.
Yeah.
another track selected by Tom, this time to represent 1998. Lou Bega, Everybody Get Up, it got to number 2. The track I had's been crossed through and it's been changed. That also got to number 2, but we'll play that on another occasion. Before that, it was The Bangles, number 11, Hazy Shade of Winter. And we started off, of course, with Village People, that got to number 1. We're going to move to 2008 now on Eric Monahan's Music Time Machine. It's Madonna and Justin Timberlake, a track called 4 Minutes.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes, 4 minutes, eh? I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes, 4 minutes, eh? I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes, 4 minutes, eh? I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes, 4 minutes, eh? I'm out of time and all I got.
The Eric Monahan Show on 1386 and 1314 on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Breaks my heart, 'cause I am so afraid that we will have to part. must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tin for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Now if you wanna make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say what's true. Now if you wanna make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? In love.
Marty Wilde and M.A.R., Teenager in Love, 1959. An early warning to Doctor Who fans. Doctor Who, the way the schedule is going, is going to be 5 minutes early this week, probably about 10:55 and not 11 o'clock. 1969, same some day man, The Monkees. Was the sound of Michael Jackson, Shake Your Body. And if you could see me now, I'm actually stood up leaning over because Tom and I are trying to change seats to get him in position, and we thought, well, we'd do it during the record rather than the Doctor Who bits, because the Doctor Who bits need quite a bit of queuing up. So bear with us, he's never done this thing before. If it suddenly goes quiet or something like that, then we will try to get things back on track as soon as we can. It may go swimmingly, actually. So as promised, it's episode 23 of The Doctor, from the Ambassadors of Death, and then hopefully after that we should have Tom with you.
Now don't you worry, sir, everything's going fine. Yes, it's a pity about that. This doctor fellow must have 9 lives. Tonight? Well, it's a bit soon. All right, if I must, I must. I'll see to it. Right?
Regan puts down the phone and calls to a henchman.
Well, go and get the van, there's a good fella.
Okay, Mr. Regan.
You're taking them away?
No, just a little excursion. Open the door.
Somewhat reluctantly, Lennox leaves the control desk, takes the key from its hook, and goes over to the isolation room. Brandishing the communicator, Regan approaches Liz, who's been quietly making calculations.
This thing, can it work the other way around so they can talk to us?
No, just sends impulses they seem to understand.
But there could be a machine.
I imagine so.
I think I'll be paying 2 visits tonight.
At Regan's radio signal, Whoever or whatever is wearing Van Leyden's spacesuit strides towards them. In the computer room, two technicians are repairing the damage. The astronaut enters. The nearest technician steps forward and falls dead. The second technician rushes at the intruder. He too is dispatched in a flash of alien energy. The figure goes towards Satalian's locker and starts searching inside. A unit soldier enters and takes aim. Impervious, the alien moves back towards the door and touches him. The doctor is in the brigadier's office.
I tell you, it converts radio impulses into human speech. The aliens in Heldorf's laboratory were trying to communicate with him.
So you were right, they aren't human.
I never believed they were. Now, if I can only build the other half of this thing.
We could contact the astronauts, or whatever they are.
Yes, probably, if you were to hurry up with those parts that I've ordered.
Most of them are coming from Japan, Doctor. Yes? Yes, he's here. It's James Quinlan.
Yeah. Hello, yes, Sir James.
Doctor, I'd like to know if it's still your intention to pilot the recovery rocket.
Most certainly.
I can't persuade you that your action will be disastrous.
You might. If you were to tell me the truth, Sir James, the whole truth.
Then you'll leave me no choice. Will you come and see me, please, at once?
Very well, Sir James. Thank you. He wants me to come and see him. He says he's going to tell me the whole truth.
Well, I'm coming with you.
Quinlan sits at his desk, engrossed in paperwork. He hears a strange rustle of energy. The minister leaps to his feet and edges around his desk in terror as the radiation-charged astronaut stalks towards him. It reaches out, and Quinlan slumps back across his desk. The alien now moves over to the safe in the corner of the room just to the right of the office doorway. It touches the lock, and the safe door blows open. With another brief touch, the documents inside the safe ignite. The doctor bursts into the office.
Sir James!
He crosses to the desk and leans over the prostrate minister, listening for a heartbeat. Too late, he hears the alien advancing from behind the door, its arm outstretched. Headquarters, the checkpoint sentry turns in astonishment to see an advancing spacesuited figure.
Halt! Halt or fire!
He raises his gun, but the bullets have no effect. Slowly, inexorably, the figure comes ever closer, an anonymous shape eerily silhouetted against the setting sun. The figure reaches the checkpoint and stretches out a hand. A pulse of radiation discharges across the barrier bar. The soldier convulses and crashes back against his sentry box. Ignoring the fallen man, the alien astronaut lifts up the barrier and passes on through.
Hello, this is Tom Monaghan joining you at MAR. Email us on marrock.com or send us a text on 07504 464 678. The first track is Queen We Will Rock You, done in 1977.
Yeah.
The next track is Roxette. It is the first of two tracks from Roxette. It is done in 1988.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That track was the second of the two Roxette tracks, which was done 10 years later. Going back to 1988, Michael Jackson Bad. And don't forget, John Freeman Follows Me at 11:30.
Pass. can breathe, but Coca-Cola.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you.
Eric nearly queued up the wrong track, but that was the Proclaimers' 500 Miles. I heard it on Family Guy. I eventually ended up buying the Proclaimers' The Best Of the album. And then I think that it was really good. And next up is Rihanna, Te Amo, done in 2010.
Oh, Let's party.
Back next week with the International Music Mix. Thanks for listening, and if you are interested in radio, visit the Exciting Merseyland Pirates website. Hope to see you in future, and stand by for John Freeman. The is a rash.